Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here and I'm back with another video. Was gonna say, do you want some degeneracy, but we got a little bit to talk about. First of all, this is in English. The game is called Artemis Pearl, and basically DL Site had their first ever Hentai Game Expo of 2022. And this is one of the games that they featured on the expo. So, I don't know what you guys will think of it, but we are going to play it. So, I hope you enjoy what you're seeing here, and maybe you'll go ahead and pick it up for free. All you gotta do is just join DL Site right now, and you'll get a free 100% off coupon for this game, if you're interested in it. Again, it's their most popular game, so give it a chance. And also, check out the 2022 Hentai Expo live stream. They played a lot of games. Games from Japanese developers, some really looked good. And games from itch.io developers here in the West, some which looked really good. Hentai Lewd Cart, you've got Future Fragments, you got Something Book. I can't remember the names. That one looked really cool, but there's a lot of games that people are making that are adult games, but they actually have gameplay and story and cool stuff like that. So you might see like 98 scenes and not realize there's a full plot and story besides the 8 scene. Or you're playing like a Mega Man type game, because that's kind of what Future Fragments is. So there you go, guys. It is the future. The Hentai Expo shows that the hentai industry is not going anywhere, and it's getting even larger every day. So this game is just gonna show us, you know, the extent to what that is going to be, or, you know, something like that. I need 8 gigs of memory for the 8 scenes? Damn. Huff. I can't go on any longer. But my daughter, I have to save you no matter what. Dad? A legendary treasure thought to be hidden somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. Well, too much for that. Yeah. Oh wow, look at that sprite. Lavinia, not that dream again. It's been 10 years since that happened. M'lady, are you awake, m'lady? Oh, Goinbald, I'll be right there. Okay, well, we know how to play this. This is an RPG, so, oh, look at that, I'm running around. And you can even hear her boots hit the ground. That's pretty cool. This is made with Wolf RPG Maker, which is very popular in Japan. Good morning, m'lady. Good morning, Goinbald. You can come in without permission, you know. Or Goinbald, not Goinbald. Goinbald, you know, I don't lock my door. It's Goinbald, m'lady. Or Goinbald, m'lady. I can't allow that. Your father would never forgive me if something happened to you. What if some nasty fellow sneaked into your bed one night? What? Ahem. Anyway, m'lady, today's your first day as the ship's captain. Ugh. I see, so I'm finally a captain. I've been saving up money from part-time jobs for 10 years for all this. Oh, it took so long. I wish your father could see you now. Ah! I appreciate the thought, but I'm the daughter of your boss, right? You are indeed. Then why didn't you help me save money? You didn't even chip in a single gold coin. You needed to learn how to support yourself. In the beginning, your father was pursued by the chivalric order and was as poor as a street rat. He had to build his way up and to become a legendary thief. He was a magnificent hero who blah, blah, blah. All right, I'm sorry I asked. Well, putting that aside, this ship's kind of small, isn't it? It's got holes everywhere. What a wreck. This used ship was all you could afford with your measly pay. You'll have to make do with this. Shut up. I mean, you're right, but if I sail out like this, the ship will sink immediately. You'll need to upgrade the ship, my lady. Please go collect 7 pieces of wood. Allow me to explain how you can upgrade the ship just like your father did. Alright, 7 pieces of wood. I'll go get them. The main story has been updated. Current objective. Deliver Goenvald 7 pieces of wood. Current progress. 0 of 7. Okay, well, yeah, we don't have to... Oh, going to bed. Nap. Now it's night time. She just went to bed. She's like, fuck it. What the hell? Now it's dark out. I don't know why I slept. It's dark and rainy. It was nice and the sun was shining. And discard the contents of bottles here. Okay. Treasure. Shining copper clump. Nope. Now where can I find good wood? There's wood. How about that? That wood looks good too. I might be able to find other useful things. Let me go look. Alright, didn't sound that loud. Well, that was weird. My dumbass will get used to the controls eventually, right? It's a monkey. How cute. Ooh, 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 eat. Maybe I can get closer to it. Come on, don't be afraid, little guy. Eat. Ouch, what was that for? Ho, ho. What the? It's shaking its hips. I better run. The daughter of a great pirate who set out to find the Artemis Pearl, the treasure her father had hidden. Oh, what? Hey, now. The monkey holds me down, trying to cover me with his body. Ooh, let go of me, you. Eek, kiki! The ape in heat points at its own crotch. From my one glance at its raging boner, I knew what it was about to do to me. No, don't put that thing near me. Eek, eek, kiki! Ah, you got turned on by my sexy outfit. I'm not wearing this for your enjoyment. Now hurry up and put your dick away. Oh, my grumpy demeanor excites him even more. Instead of freeing me, he clings to my body harder. Hey, quit it. That's enough. I'm starting to get pissed, and you don't want to see me angry. If you let me go now, I'll let you off the hook. So come on, please. Ho, ho. Are you listening to me? I know. Are you hungry? If you let me go, I can go get you a banana. I'll be right back. The monkey begins to rub his imposing rod against my slit. It's hot. I can feel its warmth even over my underwear. The fluid leaking from the penis that is staining my panties. My God, this is why they needed 8 gigs to render the scenes. Hey, don't dirty my... Every time his penis touches my clitoris, I let out a humiliating moan. Pleasure rises from deep within me, and my strength melts away. The monkey continues to violently thrust its hips at damn monkey. Before I know it, I'm leaking juice from my vagina from the pleasure. I can't believe how wet I am. Ah, no, I'm not turned on. I deny the pleasure vocally, but my body twitches with the monkey's hip movements. The ape continues to thrust without care. My mind is also starting to go hazy from the sensation. I can't resist it anymore. Fine, you can keep going, so just get it over with. Your cock, it's rock hard, it feels so hot. Are you about to come? No, I'm getting close too. Key. Am I ready? For what? The monkey pulls down my underwear and presses the head against my soaking entrance. I can feel his raw dick touching me. If I'm not careful, it'll easily slip into my ready hole. My mind is overwhelmed with the desire to put it in. But before I lose my rationality, I twist my body to evade the penis. The monkey, however, persistently presses his rod on me. I didn't say you could put it in. It seems that the only thing on this monkey's mind is turning my insides with his erection. No, you can't put it in. You just can't. Ah! The moment I let down my guard, the tip of the rod begins to spread my entrance open. The monkey is frantically trying to push its way into me. My vagina instinctively squirms to pull the phallus into itself as well. Hey, don't... Ah! Stop! No more! Eek! Huff, that thing was about to rape me! It wasn't a monkey, it was a primitive man! I better watch out for them. We got wood. He had wood too, to be fair. A musket. Arr. Huh? Uh-oh. Whoa, it's a monster. Reek! I don't know what's so Greek about it. It seems to be on guard, but it's not actively trying to hurt me either. Greek! Grack! Grack! Grock! It's a goblin. Huh? I think it's talking to me. I've got just the thing for this. One of the 17 great treasures of the world Dad left for me is the fluency earring. If I just put it on my ear like this... Hey, human! If you even try to lay a finger on me, I'm gonna beat you up and strip you naked, hang you upside down, and piss on you. Yep, that sounds like a goblin. Well, I didn't need to hear that, so it's telling me that if I run into it, it's gonna pick a fight with me. You will enter the battle when you encounter the enemies that roam around the map. So leave it to Elm! I got like 16 of 7 pieces. I got the guy enough wood to build a house. He's like, I don't need all that wood. You know, I'm probably supposed to fight those to level up. Pardon. Ooh. Ow. Oh, wow. Wow! Oh, it's retreat! Fleeing is winning! Oh, I'm getting pissed. Wow! That thing just ate me up. Like, how is that like a level 1 enemy? Is this Dark Souls? Nah. I got the wood, here you go. What's the matter, m'lady? You don't look well. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I heard that this island is inhabited by virile primitive men who look like monkeys. Please be careful. Why didn't you tell me that earlier? Ho. Anyway, thank you for collecting this wood, m'lady. Please board the ship so I can explain the next step. Hey, what's this signboard? At your pirate ship base, you can do many things, such as upgrade the ship, hire new seamen, and accept bounty hunting requests. I've compiled all the information here for easier viewing. If you examine the signboard... Oh, neat! This menu screen will pop up. You can upgrade the ship from here! The material and gold needed for the next ship upgrade are listed at the bottom right. You only need 7 pieces of wood for this upgrade. Once you have all the necessary materials and gold, you can upgrade the ship. Use your materials to upgrade the pirate ship. Your ship is now level 1. Max seaman count increased from 0 to 1. Crafting pot has been installed. Looks like the upgrade worked. Indeed, good work, my lady. Doesn't look like the ship changed much at all. The ship was only repaired this time. You can make the ship bigger in the next upgrade. Making the ship bigger will allow you to hire more seamen, unlock sub-events, and explore new islands. Wow! I see, so I can do a lot of things from this base. Exactly, now that the repairs are done, would you like to relax for a while? One must know when and how to rest, after all. Sure, good work to you, going bald. Phew, I said I'd relax, but I don't have anything to do either. I'm just glad my ship is as good as new now. Well, maybe it's not that good, but at least it's not falling apart anymore. But it feels like something is missing. I wonder why. Hey, I can see a fishing boat on the open sea. All right, lads, let's get the shoal of fish right over there. Yahoo! Get it, boss. Yahoo! Got it, boss. Yahoo! Got it, boss. Yahoo! That's it. I don't have enough seamen. Going bald told me I need a crew to go on a voyage, too. But who would want to join me? It's not like I have the money to hire anyone. Eek! Huh? It's that voice. Eek! Hey, it's that pervert monkey from earlier. Did you follow me here? Hoo 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 hoo. Don't come near me. Go away. Hoo hoo hoo. Huh? You seem kind of weak. Are you hungry or something? Hoo! Fine, you can have this banana. You like these, don't you? Ooh, 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 ooh. Munch, munch. Whoa, look at you go. You must have been really hungry. Burp. Are you satisfied? Then going back to your home. And don't assault any more girls. You got that? Hoo, hoo. What? You still have business with me? I don't have any more bananas. Hoo, hoo, hoo. No, the ship? What about the... Hold on. You want to be one of my seamen? Oh, hoo, hoo, hoo. Really? But you're just a monkey. I'm not sure what you can do for the ship. Oh, hoo, 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 ee. Ah, hey. Hoo, hoo. Oh, you're rowing. Are you saying you can at least row the ship? Hoo. Hoo, hoo. Well, it's not like I can be picky. All right, it's decided. I'll make you one of my seamen. Let's work together, monkey. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Ah, you look happy. On closer inspection, you are pretty cute. Ooh. Huh? What's up? Ooh. Eek. Ah, this guy's in heat again. Stop it. Seaman number one or I'll kick you off my ship. Ooh. Eek. What do I have to do? I don't have enough money to hire a real seaman, but I can't sail this ship by myself either. Eek. All right. Just don't force yourself on me. She's a rather guarded person. Oh, Lord, here we go. Monkey exposes his penis to me. Judging by his pulsing erection, already gleaming wet with pre-cum, he must be very bent up. I know you guys love to hear me, probably laughing your asses off when I do the monkey. Woo-hoo, eek, ooh, eek, eek. What, you want to put your thing in my pussy? No, I told you before that I won't let you. I'll only go as far as using my hands. I tightly grip the hot, stiff penis. I can feel it twitch under my hold. It's so strange. It feels like it's struggling inside my hand. Ooh, oh, eek. You'll be satisfied once you let it out, right? Come on. Just come already. I spit the saliva I collected in my mouth onto my palm and grip the rod again. The head leaks sticky fluid as I move my hand like I'm rubbing my spit onto the penis. As I move my hand up and down, his dick becomes harder. Clear juice gushes out from the tip and dirties my palms. You're feeling good, aren't you? Are you about to come? You don't have to hold it back. Just come already. Yeah, please. Hoo-hoo! Not yet. What can I do to make you come faster? I do whatever I can that's within my limits. So go on, tell me. Ooh-eek-eek-eek! Ooh-ooh-ooh-eek! Okay, I'll try. I stimulate the tip of the penis and the balls of my fingers. When I look at Monkey's face, I see his blissful smile. I move my fingers down to the frenulum and rub on it. Ooh-oh! You'll come quicker if I use my mouth. I can't put this dirty thing in my mouth. I'm already dizzy from the stomach hanging in the stench, hanging in the room. At this rate, I'm going to be overtaken by the strange feeling, too. I reach for my privates carefully as not to let Monkey notice. A moist, slimy texture sticks to my hand. Nothing was being done to me, but I'm already soaking. If I don't make Monkey come soon, I'm going to lose it. I wrap my hand around the head and twist my wrist. With my other hand, I stroke the rod up and down. The penis trembles in response. Hey, don't you do it. If you come on me, you're going to ruin my clothes. I don't want them to get smelly. I'm not letting you come in my mouth either. Just come in my hands like this, okay? Come on, stop thinking about weird things. Get it over with. I speed up the movement of my hands. Wet slushing sounds erupt as they rub against the cock. Key, key, key. It feels as good as being in my pussy. Really? I'm letting you come lots and lots as a special treat this time. Go on, come for me. Yeah! I begin to stroke as fast as I can. The monkey's penis feels so hot. I worry that the friction is going to burn him. Oh. Huh? Uh-oh. The ape holds my head and ejaculates onto my face with full force. His thick, rich semen covers my face, and with it comes a swell of stench. Whoa, hey, I told you not to... Don't, let go of me. I don't want this smelly stuff on me. Monkey continues to ejaculate on me without listening to a word I say. The lumps of fishy, smelly semen soil my face. I got some in my mouth. Gross. Blech. Ugh. Ultimately, Monkey shoots every drop of his seed onto me. All his pen and semen is enough to cover my face. Damn it, I told you not to. Ugh, even my hair is all sticky, and it's so smelly. I hope this comes off. Ooh. I'm sorry, you get too excited. If you're going to apologize, then you shouldn't have done this to me at all. Alright, I forgive you, but in return, you better work your butt off for me. Oh, huff. Oh, huff. Did he finally calm down? Semen can be hired from the signboard. When one day passes in game, your semen will report their task to you, allowing you to collect money and goods based on their abilities. However, the more semen you hire, the more money it will cost. Running out of funds will lead to your crew revolting, so keep an eye on your money. Oh, wow. Phew, what a busy day, but now I can finally set sail. Sail, not stale. My lady, I have something I'd like to discuss with... something smells fishy. Could it be... I was eating some squid. I was so hungry I ate it raw. My, how wild. You're just like your father. But please be careful not to push yourself too hard, my lady. I know that. Anyway, what did you want to talk about? It's about your journey going forward. I'll be waiting inside the ship, so please come talk to me at your earliest convenience. The main story has been updated. Objective, talk to Goenvold. Thank you for coming to see me, my lady. Don't be so uptight, Goenvold. We've known each other for 10 years now. It's Goenvold, my lady, but yes. What's wrong? What's with the serious face? It finally is the day, my lady. By all rights, your grand departure was supposed to be with a crew of thousands, overseen by tens of thousands of civilians. I know that, but Dad was... Yes, 10 years ago, your father lost in the war against his chivalric order. All the good he did was invalidated, and he was labeled the Great Pirate of Evil. These last 10 years must have been very hard for you, m'lady. Yeah, I was constantly living in fear, afraid that someone might find out about my identity. But the most heartbreaking thing was that I couldn't say anything to the people who talked badly about my dad. I had to pretend like I didn't know what they were talking about. It was so frustrating and mortifying. Let's set sail, Goenvold. It's my turn to do what Dad did years ago. I'm going to prove that he was right with my own hands. M'lady, are you truly ready for the coming hardship? Very well. Then I, Goenvold, should put my life on the line to serve your glorious aspirations. Thank you. Let's celebrate today's departure with a drink. Oh, your smile is so radiant. M'lady, yes, let us, is what I would like to say, but there's one thing I must tell you before we set sail. What is it? In order for you to regain your father's glory, you must collect hidden treasures that garner the respect of the people. Oh, Dad left me some of those. Yes, but this world is vast. There are many, many more treasures hidden beyond the sea. Among them, the Artemis Pearl is considered the rarest treasure of them all. Claiming it was what made your father a hero. The Artemis Pearl? That treasure's been lost to this world since the passing of your father. However, I have heard rumors that the map to the Artemis Pearl exists on this island. Your first step in becoming a hero like your father is to find that map. All right, thanks, Goenvold. I'll find that map no matter what. I will be returning to my family to say my goodbyes. It isn't much, but please add this to your funds. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry to burn you. You have your own family to support. Anything for you, my lady. And here's a treasure from your late father, the Griffin Ring. Wing. Obtain Griffin Wing times one. Oh, this is one of the treasures that Dad left behind. This treasure allows you to teleport to any area you've visited before. Please use it when you come to a standstill in your journey. Now, if you'll excuse me, my lady, I'll be on my way. I shall meet with you when it is time to depart. Thank you, Goenvold. I might have said I was lonely for the past 10 years. But now I see that I have plenty of people supporting me in the background. Thank you so much. Now, let's see how much he gave me. Obtained 1G. That cheapskate! The main mission has been updated. Current objective, find the magic map. The magic map, if I remember right, there's a cavern on this island. It might be there. Oh, that's right. I heard there are dangerous monsters lurking in that cavern. I better prepare myself before I go.
Ooh!
I can craft things using this blue pot. I'll make some items out of the materials I gathered just in case. Crafting allows you to make healing items, tools, equipment, and other items useful for your adventures with collected materials. The more items you craft, the more crafting recipes you will learn. It's going to be dark inside the cavern, so I'll need to bring a torch. I can make one with one piece of wood and two strings. Luxury torch! M'lady, I am Alex, one of Go Involved subordinates. If you have questions about your venture, please ask me anything. Allow me to explain. In life, there are different kinds of love. There's love that's conditional and love that is unconditional. I didn't expect him to actually answer that. Could you elaborate? Conditional love is what you feel for someone you are starting to fall in love with. There's many doubts that you come with this kind of love. There's many doubts that come with this kind of love. Like wondering if they like you back or if someone else they have someone else they fancy. When love is conditional, you find yourself wondering what the other thinks of you because you're unsure. It's that uncertainty that causes butterflies in your stomach from even the smallest gestures. However, once those feelings are overcome and you can trust in the other no matter what they say, when there's absolutely no doubting his love, it becomes unconditional. Huh, sounds kind of subjective. But you must have a lot of experience with women to say all that. You look pretty young, though. Oh no, I've never had a girlfriend in my life. I'm a genuine virgin. You just lost all credibility. M'lady, I'm Howard, one of Go Involved subordinates. A pleasure to make your acquaintance. You're kind of intense. Ask me anything about combat, m'lady. Intense battle. Most monsters will come after you for... Okay. Monsters don't like fire. Alright. Where's this guy, though? M'lady, I hasten to join your crew to serve you. I'm glad you came to cheer me on, but who are you? I'm Go Involved subordinate. Please call me Joseph. I'm pleased to make your acquaintance. There are two other men who have come to swear their allegiance to you, m'lady. They will be taking very good care of you through your daily life, hee hee hee. Hey, what were you just smirking about? I guess I have a monkey that's gonna follow me around. A horny monkey that's gonna follow me. A lot of people might be like, oh, that's a monkey, it's an animal, that's, yeah, but one thing about hentai that I noticed from the staff at DL site is they're actually watching, like, all these videos and stuff, and people, they got a Japanese woman and a guy that was born in Japan, American guy born in Japan, and they're looking at this stuff and they're just like, ah, oh, it's just normal, it doesn't mean anything to them. And I think that's what we've kind of lost. Like, even there was a loli character. And the woman's like, oh, it's a loli. It's like it's no big deal to them. And I'm like, you know, maybe that's the way we have to kind of think about it when it comes to this kind of stuff. Because, you know, if people from Japan can be like, oh, it's no big deal. Look at that. She's cute. It doesn't matter. Then maybe that's a problem here maybe that's a problem here in the West, I think. And I really do think it is. I mean, I don't care for that kind of stuff, honestly, but it's not that big a deal. Like, obviously, we're not looking at Starless level craziness here. Yeah, it's a monkey, but I mean, really, is it that big of a deal? I mean, none of this shit is absolutely real, and if I think a lot of people take it too seriously. Like, I mean, that Shota scene we were talking about, yeah, that freaked me out a little bit. Because I'm not into that sort of thing. But there's maybe people that can see it from Japan and be like, oh, it's no big deal. You know, it might even be me that's the issue here, you know, but I mean, I'm still not going to show, like, poop and stuff. I still think that's too much. Like, I didn't even see any of that kind of stuff in the DL site thing. You know, they didn't go that far. They weren't showing anything like that. But they were showing a lot of lewd stuff. I mean, remember, a lot of these games were censored that they showed off. A lot of the games had their mosaics. So, I mean, that's just how they do things in Japan. Like, they censor scat in Japan. I don't know if you guys knew that, but they do censor that material. So it doesn't really matter. It's just like, oh, you know, that's silly. And maybe that's kind of how we're supposed to take it. Like, we're not supposed to think of it as, like, oh, that's a real thing that's happening. No, it's a cartoon character doing weird cartoon sex, and it doesn't really matter. Like, I'm not gonna be harmed by what some character does in a video game. That doesn't affect me. Do I have no torches? Okay, I got a luxury torch. Damn. Uh-oh. Damn fucking goblins. Almost to the next level, though. I like that these aren't random battles, don't you? Oh, there's something there. Okay, monkey's gonna run out of SP, hold on. Okay, cool. I do like this game, I'll say that. I like this game a lot more than some of the JRPGs or the HRPGs I've played. It's got crafting, and you can upgrade your ship and hire seamen, and if you don't pay them, they'll fucking revolt. So, yeah, that's interesting. Boss battles the battles are pretty fun. I like it better than some I've played. Music's pretty good. H scenes are really well rendered. Shit, he's gonna run out. Oh, it actually remembers what you did on your last battle, just in case you want to use one move constantly. Well, I didn't need the torch. I didn't know you could put the torch away. Oh, you can craft another torch. A luxury torch. Oh, damn it. Well, I'll make a cloth. Oh, I forgot I was recording this. Sorry, I just got into it. Okay, now we're in the cave. Voice patch is sold separately. You didn't really need them. Not really. I know, but I don't get to hear the anime girl moan. I'm sorry, you heard me moan, okay? No, you didn't, but, you know. We're not going back through that again. At any rate, I think we've done enough of this one. Definitely go check out the free game on DLSite.com. And this will be the Grimlord, and I am out of here. I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Games Corner.